This week in 1858, the Washington family sold Mount Vernon. You're listening to This Week in Virginia History. I'm Nathan Moore. John Augustine Washington III paced the halls of Mount Vernon. What was he going to do with this place? The house was falling apart around him. The grounds were overgrown. Random people visited the property unannounced. They all asked questions about his great-uncle George Washington's life, and they were a constant interruption. Even though John had embraced this historical tourism, the income was not enough to keep up the home. The next evening, a steamship chugged up the Potomac. The captain rang the ship's bell as it passed Mount Vernon, and passenger Louisa Cunningham gazed at Mount Vernon as it slipped by. She was horrified by what she saw. Rough wooden beams held up the stately portico. Overgrown shrubs and tall grass surrounded the mansion. And then she mused, if the men of America have seen fit to allow the home of its most respected hero to go to ruin, why can't the women of America band together to save it? Her daughter Anne was inspired by her mother's charge and formed the Mount Vernon Ladies Association. Its mission was to purchase the house and preserve it for future generations. Anne rallied women from around the country to raise the funds to buy Mount Vernon from the Washington family. John Augustine Washington was hesitant about her idea when she first approached him about selling the property. He had already tried to sell it to the federal government and to the state of Virginia, both without success. Out of options, he agreed to sell the 200 acres that included the mansion, outbuildings, and family tomb for the sum of $200,000. 2 years later, the association paid off the mortgage and began restoration. Mount Vernon opened to the public as a museum soon afterward. The Mount Vernon Ladies Association became the first National Historic Preservation Group in the country, and it still owns Mount Vernon today. This Week in Virginia History was written by Miranda Burnett. You can read about this story and more at encyclopediavirginia.org. And be sure to subscribe to this podcast in Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and at virginiaaudio.org.